WMFO in Medford.
Jersey patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you? You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
We're on a mission from God.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Physically, it's not a very demanding job. The only thing that can get a bit trying up here during the winter is the tremendous sense of isolation.
Well, that just happens to be exactly what I'm looking for. I'm outlining a new writing project, and 5 months of peace is just what I want.
That's very good, Jack. Because for some people, solitude and isolation can of itself become a problem.
Not for me.
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
It's my show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
I'm with ZL. In order to try and stop pollution, we need more help. So,
help Woodsy spread the word.
Come on.
Never be a dirty bird. No matter where you go, you can let some people know to
give a hoot.
Don't pollute. Never be a dirty bird. In the city or in the woods, help keep America looking good.
Before I turn you over to Bill, there's one other thing I think we should talk about. I don't want to sound melodramatic, but it's something that's been known to give a few people second thoughts about the job.
I'm intrigued.
I don't suppose they told you anything in Denver about the tragedy we had up here during the winter of 1970?
I don't believe they did.
What kind of music do you usually get?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds. Different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Presentation. Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
Put your hands together, welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
And you know this,
yeah.
Man.
It's time, we're gonna go back. We're
gonna go back. This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks
Let
it.
Me kick it.
Kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Bounce
Here comes the music.
Junior's grades. Hits the street, winds up tight.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Yeah, that's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, sometimes documentaries and political speeches. Who knows where? Mixed in between and on top of the music. And every episode always has a different theme. In case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Buechert. And tonight, I'm inaugurating a new Tears of the Gods sub-series, diving deep into the music of the 1980s. That's following along the lines of my long-running Sounds of the 70s sub-series, but with some unique angles on its own. It's called something like Totally Awesome 80s Year by Year. It's going to be an eventual 10-episode sub-series, with each containing songs from albums released in just one particular year of the 1980s. Yeah, we're going to start off with 1980, of course. And we, as we are wont to on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, we're going to go deep. You know, we always have some kind of a feature for you. And this evening, we've got four featured albums from 1980 for you. Judas Priest's British Steel, Van Halen's Women and Children First, Yes's Drama, and our ambiance is all going to be from Brian Eno and Harold Budd's perfect album, Ambient 2, The Plateau of Mirror. And then I'm also sending out two longer Rush songs to Luke Palit. They're from the album Permanent Waves. But they're definitely not that big commercial hit, Spirit of Radio, which is a great song, but we're going deep and playing you songs that you aren't going to hear on the commercial radio stations. And the movies that we've got for you. Two movies that were released in 1980, The Shining and The Blues Brothers. Loads of fun audio clips from them to mix into the sound collage tonight. Well, and some scary ones too. Stanley Kubrick's The Shining, based on Stephen King's 1977 book, with starring Jack Nicholson, is definitely a very, very scary movie. So we began the show with, well, some clips from The Blues Brothers and The Shining and a vintage public service announcement. Woodsy the Owl, Give a Hoot, Don't Pollute. And then some more. A second thought about the tragedy from The Shining. And then, The Blues Brothers, we play both kinds of music here, country and Western. And then we began with the music. White Car from Yes's Drama, and The Cradle Will Rock from Van Halen's Women and Children First. Meanwhile, backing me up right now from our featured ambiance album is First Light. Yes, Brian Eno and Harold Budd, Ambient 2, The Plateau of Mirrors. I'm dedicating this episode to Savoir Faire, who for many years hosted his 1980s-oriented WMFO show, Songs from the Squid Pod, right after me in the Friday 10 to 11 p.m. time slot. Also, happy birthday to my brother Philip. And then I'd also like to welcome first-time listener Dan Kiesem to our 91.5 FM airwaves. I met Dan, along with my friends Charles Frizzle, Brian Murphy, and Sheila, along the Mystic River Reservation. As I ran and they walked, and I'd run past them, and eventually, with all of them, we ended up striking up a conversation And pretty much now, whenever we run across each other, we chat for a little while out there along the spectacular Mystic River Reservation. A wonderful place to connect with nature throughout all the seasons of the year. Also, shout-outs to the usual suspected listeners, John and Beverly, Arthur in Medford, Chuck and Diane in Medford, and I've got some John and Yoko going out to Chuck and Diane in the first set. Also, Tim Coleman in Arlington, down in Smithtown, Dylan and Ryan, too. So, in the next set, we're going to, hear a deep cut from Rush's Permanent Waves album, Natural Science. I'm sending that out to Luke. And then my favorite ever Devo song going out to DJ Chris Major, host of Strike the Box. I always send out my Devo songs to you, Chris. And then a Queen song from their 1980 album, The Game, I'm sending out to the memory of my mother. That's the record, The Game, that had the big hits for them. Another One Bites the Dust and Crazy Little Thing Called Love. But they play them on the commercial radio stations. And there's so many other outstanding songs on that album, The Game. They deserve to be played as well. And also, a Dire Straits song. Yes. Well, let's get the rest of your retro rockin' Friday night sound collage party going with some Judas Priest.
The food is cold, the eyes are closed, the can have it.
My predecessor in this job hired a man named Charles Grady as the winter caretaker. And he came up here with his wife and two little girls, I think about 8 and 10. And he had a good employment record, good references. And from what I've been told, I mean, he seemed like a completely normal individual. But at some point during the winter, he must have suffered some kind of a complete mental breakdown. He ran amok and, killed his family with an axe. Stacked them neatly in one of the rooms of the West Wing, and then he put both barrels of a shotgun in his mouth. Police, they thought that it was what the old-timers used to call cabin fever, a kind of claustrophobic reaction which can occur when people are shut in together over long periods of time. Killed his family with an axe. Stacked them neatly in one of the rooms of the West Wing, and then he put both barrels of a shotgun in his mouth.
Don't come back until you've redeemed yourselves.
each microcosmic planet a complete society. A simple kind mirror reflect upon our own, all the busy little creatures chasing out their destinies, living in the pools they soon forget about the sea. We'll be right back.
I love you, baby. I wouldn't leave you. It wasn't my fault. Honest. I ran out of gas. I had a flat tire. I didn't have enough money for cab fare. My tux didn't come back from the cleaners. An old friend came in from out of town. Someone stole my car. There was an earthquake. A terrible flood. Locust! It wasn't my fault, I swear to God!
Come up on different streets, Both were streets of shame, both dirty, both mean. Yes, and the dream was just the same. And I dreamed your dream for you, and now your dream is real. How can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals? When you can fall for chains of silver, you can fall for chains of gold, you can fall for pretty strangers and the promises they hold. You promised me everything, you promised me thick and thin, yeah. Now you just say, oh, Romeo, yeah. You know, I used to have a scene with him, Juliet, when we made love. Can't do the talks like the talk on the TV, and I can't do a love song like the way it's meant to be. I can't do everything, but I'll do anything for you. I can't do anything except be in love with you. And all I do is miss you and the way we used to be. All I do is keep the beat, bad company, and all I do is kiss you through the bars of a rhyme. Julia, I do the stars with you anytime. Now, Julia, when we made love, you used to cry. I said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. Romeo, he sang the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find a convenient street light, steps out of the shade and says something like, you and me, babe, how about it?
In 6 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
When I hear that rock and roll, it gets down to my soul. When it's real. Thank you.
solos are my trademark.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening we are bringing you the inaugural episode of my new Tears of the Gods sub-series. Totally awesome 80s year by year. An eventual 10 episode subseries, each containing music from albums released in just one particular year. And this evening, that'd be 1980. We kicked off the set with the classic Judas Priest song, Breaking the Law. Oh, yeah, we've got four featured albums for you, because we always have features here on Tears of the Gods as we go deep into the music. And, yes, British Steel by Judas Priest and Breaking the Law. And then going out to Diane and Chuck from Yoko and John Lennon. As Gimme Something from their 1980 Double Fantasy album. And then a short ambient piece right in the middle of the set, Steal Away by Brian Eno and Harold Budd. And I mixed the Cabin Fever excerpt from Stanley Kubrick's 1980 movie, The Shining. And then we heard two songs from Van Halen's Women and Children first. There was the short instrumental, Tora Tora, and we used that opportunity to mix in the He Ran Amok excerpt from The Shining. And then it was Loss of Control by Van Halen as well. And then an epic 9-minute Rush song from their 1980 Permanent Waves album, going out to Luke Pallett, another fellow Rush song, Rush aficionado, yes, Natural Science. And then going out to DJ Chris Major, host of Strike the Box on Thursdays, my Plastic Sushi Guilty Pleasures remix of Devo's Girl You Want. Probably my favorite Devo song ever. And then from Dire Straits, kind of heartbreaking song, Romeo and Juliet. And then in memory of my mother, from Queen's The Game album. Yes, a deep cut. Rocket, Prime Jive, which was written by their drummer and Roger Taylor. And he sang most of the vocal in there. I think he's one of my favorite drummers. I like the way he collects guitars and plays guitar too. The human brain works in funny ways. When I was putting together the music for this song, I had a brief thought. There was something that I popped into my mind that I wanted to tell my mother, and then I very quickly remembered that she was dead, so I couldn't do that. And when people in my life who have been very important and close to me have died, there's this period that I've always gone through with them where I think of something that just pops up into my brain that I wanted to tell them something, and then I quickly enough comes up that they're no longer around to be able to do that. And listening to that Queen song was a real trigger when I was putting together the songs for this, with that line, "Oh mama, I ain't crazy." So this morning, when I started my run, going to the Mystic River Reservation, about four blocks away from my house, down a hill a bit, I came across a drinking mug that somebody had left out on their steps. Presumably, I thought it was pretty clear that it was there for the taking. And what was unusual about it is it was a green Buddha head. And I was attracted to it. But at four blocks away from my house, I wasn't going to stop and double back on my run to bring it back home. I figured if it was still there when I came back, then I'd take it. But if it wasn't, somebody else had seen it and taken it, and that's the way it was meant to be. And when I came back, I didn't quite remember which house it had been on. And it was at the bottom of the hill. I passed a couple, and one I thought, was it there? And I kept going, and I didn't see it. And I came to the conclusion that somebody else had taken it. And I reflected on that in the Buddhist idea of impermanence, which is one of the fundamental universal truths of Buddhism, that everything in life is impermanent, and it's always changing. And second one is because nothing is permanent. A life based on possessing things or people even won't make you happy. And the third tenet is there's no eternal unchanging soul and self. And it's just we're a collection of changing characteristics or attributes. That's what everything is in the Buddhist way of thinking. And even though I'm kind of an atheist or an agnostic, but if I'm pressed on it where people say, nah, you really got to have a religion, like there's some countries, I would say I'm a Buddhist. And there are a lot of ways that you don't have to be like religious, but believe in a supernatural to be a Buddhist. There's certainly many flavors of that. So that's what I was reflecting on. The green mug wasn't there anymore. Somebody else had taken it. And then I went further up the hill, and I found it was actually still there on the steps of the house that it had been. So I brought it back home. I cleaned it up, and I decided I wouldn't actually use it to drink coffee or tea or anything out of it. I brought it into my computer room, and I've got a shelf behind my computer monitors, and I put a whole bunch of these different colored markers in there, Sharpie markers with the Buddha's face peacefully looking down in front of me. So that's my story of today and some thoughts on Buddhism. Coming up in the next set here, we are going to hear from Yes's drama album, Machine Messiah. It's another epic, 10 and a half minutes long. Also, a deep cut from the Cars Panorama album. And then Chase Carson, who was a DJ who came after me here before Savoir Faire, who this show is dedicated to. Yeah, Chase, I had the 10 to 11 time slot for a number of years. He had a Van Halen remix, my Plastic Sushi Big Dark One remix of Everybody Wants Some, and we got that coming up for you. And we're going to conclude with Judas Priest, another iconic hard rockin' hit from British Steel. But first, we're going to start with my favorite probably ever AC/DC song. Sorry, John. It's Shoot to Thrill from the 1980 Perfect Back in Black album, and I just really love the guitar interplay between Malcolm and Angus on this one. On all the recordings, Malcolm is on the left and Angus is on the right, but here at WMFO, we've swapped the channels for some reason. And but in any case, Angus Young starts it off, and then Brother Malcolm. Just great interplay here for you now. On WMFO in Medford, the Tears of the Gods sound collage, Tough Freeform Radio!